In 1989, the sci-fi smash hit Back to the Future 2 depicted a world of flying cars, hoverboards, and some pretty neat fashion choices. Today's the date this would all supposedly be in full swing. Yes, indeed, October 21st, 2015. While flying cars haven't quite made it to market yet, more than a few companies are hoping to cash in on the latest craze in personal transportation, a product that's been collectively dubbed the hoverboard. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
First things first, these so-called hoverboards don't, in fact, hover. There are actually a couple companies that have developed the real deal, including Lexus, the luxury car manufacturer. No, we're talking about those motorized wheeled platforms you may have seen gliding up and down the sidewalk. The thing that kind of looks like a Segway and a skateboard had a baby.
So the way it works is, let me start from the beginning. You just step on real quick, one, two, and you want to step on from the back. The lights go at the front. Spread your feet apart a little bit.
In a conference room high above 15th Street in Center City, Philadelphia, CEO Sanjay Mukherjee shows me his company's take on the hoverboard that he's calling the rollerboard. It looks like you'd need the exacting balance of a skateboarder or surfer to ride it. But Mukherjee says the learning curve is nearly non-existent.
Trying, but afraid of falling.
No, you're not going to fall.
I try one just to make sure. He's not lying. You may not be able to roll around smoothly right away, but you'll certainly be able to move around. Cruising around on a hoverboard, however, is a bit counterintuitive. Atish Bhatia is a physics professor at Princeton University. He says riding one does require us to reprogram our brains a bit.
So it's something that's really ingrained in us, is leaning forwards to the point where you're unstable should be accompanied with my feet swooping in to save the day. And in this thing, what it's telling you is to not do that anymore. It's saying, no, lean forwards, but don't swoop your feet in to save the day. We'll handle that for you.
Bhatia says hoverboards use a motor and the same tiny technology that allows us to tilt our smartphone screen to compensate for its inherently unstable design.
It kind of looks like this effortless, seamless thing, but really what's happening is that hundreds of times a second, it's measuring what's your angle. How fast is your angle changing? What do I need to do to make that motion stable?
When you tilt too far forward, the wheels rev to keep you steady. The same thing happens if you tilt too far back. Since launching the company in May, Mukherjee says he sold quite a few rollerboards, more than he expected.
I don't think it's a passing thing. I think right now people are finding this product. They're liking it because of the coolness factor. What
do you mean? The music industry may be helping. Pop star Justin Bieber is perhaps the most visible early adopter, apparently inspiring one group of guys to choreograph a dance routine using hoverboards. Hoverboards are also relatively inexpensive compared with Segways, which can run several thousand dollars. Some hoverboards do break the $1,000 mark, but eBay lists several options in the $300 range. That's about what Kevin Kennedy paid for his lime green hoverboard. He says it's been worth every penny. He used to walk most places. Now he rolls there.
I don't mind walking, but this is a faster way to get around.
Charles Cerrone loves his hoverboard too, just not outside.
On the rough ground, it gets a little bit sketchy.
Instead, the photographer mostly uses it in his Fishtown studio, when he's feeling antsy, but also to help him do his job.
You know, if you hold the camera steady enough and just slide back and forth, you can get basically the same effect as, you know, like a camera slider, but with fluid movement to yourself.
Down the road, Sanjay Mukherjee says he sees all kinds of applications beyond simple transportation from point A to point B, especially in the world of sports, including a version of figure skating. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.